This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 24th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Rollins' hearing goes smoothly. Rollins' mom is fighting PFAS in bile solids. And bill to end PNTR for China draws bipartisan support. Rollins sails through hearing, but vote timing uncertain. Brooke Rollins appears poised for Senate confirmation after a Senate Ag Committee hearing where she strongly defended President Donald Trump's policies while stressing repeatedly that she'll work to protect U.S. agriculture. As of yesterday, the panel still had not received Rollins' FBI paperwork, but it's possible the panel could vote on her nomination next week, according to a senior aide. There are two takeaways. First of all, USDA is gearing up to do a new round of market facilitation program payments should new Trump tariffs trigger another trade war. After the hearing, Rollins told reporters she's discussed possible modifications to the MFP of Trump 1.0 with former Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Second, she stopped well short of assuring senators farmers wouldn't be affected by Trump's plan for mass deportations. She notably said the first round of deportations would be aimed at migrants with criminal records. That suggests there may be additional rounds that target migrants more broadly, but she did not elaborate before the committee. Rollins said she'll work with the Labor Department on possible changes to the H-2A visa program, but there's only so much the administration can do to expand H-2A without an act of Congress. You can read the full report on the hearing at AgriPulse.com. Rollins' mom fights in Texas legislature for PFAS testing. The likely future agriculture secretary has a personal interest in an issue that has become important to farmers and ranchers, the presence of PFAS, which are called forever chemicals because of their persistence in bile solids used as fertilizer. Rollins' mother, Helen Kerwin, has introduced a bill in the Texas legislature to require testing and set limits on the amount of 27 specific PFAS in bile solids. Violations can result in the loss of permits to distribute the material. Kerwin is serving her first term representing Johnson and Somerville counties. She pledged to Johnson County officials and farmers that she would take action if elected. A group of the county's farmers sued Senegro, a biosolids manufacturer, earlier last year, claiming high PFAS levels in soil have killed their cattle. "I just want the forever chemicals removed and not applied on the farm," Kerwin told AgriPulse after her daughter's confirmation hearing yesterday. Kerwin said the levels in Johnson County are off the charts. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bill to end PNTR for China draws bipartisan support. Representatives John Molinar of Michigan and Tom Suozzi of New York have introduced the first bipartisan bill to end permanent normal trade relations with China. If it's enacted, the bill would phase in a new minimum tariff rate of 35% on imports from China, with at least 100% duties on certain strategically important products. The proposal also strengthens assistance to farmers in the event of tariff retaliation. Tariff revenues would go into a trust fund that could be used to top up the Commodity Credit Corporation and buy agriculture products. The bipartisan consensus that both parties recognize the need for reset of our economic relationship with China is a big win for our nation, Molinar, who chairs the House China Select Committee, said in a statement. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas led the introduction of a Senate version, although without Democratic sponsors. Republicans mounted an effort to revoke China's preferential trade status last year, with then-Florida Senator Marco Rubio among the backers. Rubio is now Secretary of State. IFPA lays out first 100-day asks of the Trump administration. The International Fresh Produce Association is calling on the Trump administration to address agricultural workforce concerns, fruit and vegetable consumption, and pesticide regulations in the first 100 days. The group is urging immediate action on some policies that support the fresh produce industry. Specifically, they call on the administration to ensure calculations in the H-2A program align with market conditions. Additionally, to increase produce consumption, they suggest the administration strengthen access to these products through programs like produce prescriptions, school meals, SNAP, and FDA labeling policies. Finally, IFPA wants the administration to modernize biotechnology regulations and support USDA's Office of Pest Management Policy to work with EPA on crop protection policies. These priorities highlight the critical role the fresh produce sector plays in advancing the nation's health, food security, and economic stability, the group wrote in a statement. See what's on our website. In addition to coverage of Brooke Rollins' confirmation hearing, we posted a story yesterday on Donald Trump's remarks to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The president repeated claims that the U.S. has been treated unfairly by trading partners, including the European Union, which Trump said barely imports any U.S. farm products. The EU is the fifth largest export market for U.S. agricultural and related products after China, Canada, Mexico, and Japan, that according to the International Trade Administration. However, for more than 20 years, the United States has run a trade deficit in agriculture with the EU, a gap of $17.6 billion in 2022, ITA says. In other news, Senate committee advanced nominations to head EPA and the Energy and Interior Departments to the Senate floor. Nominees Lee Zeldin for EPA, Chris Wright for Energy, and Doug Burgum for Interior all received bipartisan support. Wright and Burgum fared better with Democrats than Zeldin, who only got one Democratic vote, Arizona's Mark Kelly. Also, the House passed the Fix Our Forests Act. You can read our story for more on that legislation at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. Think about this as more mature Trump administration. That Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma describing the actions taken during the first few days of the second Trump administration. You can watch AgriPulse Newsmakers today to hear if Lucas believes a farm bill will be passed by this Congress and if Trump's tariff threats could cause a trade war. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 24th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.